This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next on Plains FM is Find Your Bliss. Good morning, everyone. It's Rebecca Davison here, intuitive coach and mentor. You're listening to the Find Your Bliss show here on Plains FM. We're live pretty much every Thursday morning. I am back live in the studio today. There have been a couple of replays over the last couple of weeks because I have been away overseas. And I'm really excited to share with you guys my experience of having been to Kristen Marie Sheldon's Intuition 101. Now, some of you might be like, well, who's Kristen Marie Sheldon? Well, for a start, she's amazing. But Kristen Marie Sheldon has been my mentor and guide through my intuitive journey, basically. So I was thinking about this yesterday. I was thinking about how I discovered her. And when I was working in banking, and some of you who are listening may be very familiar with her already, or if you have heard of Mind Valley. Now, Mind Valley is one of the biggest personal development companies in the world. Vishen Lakhiani started it maybe about 2004, 2005. I remember following Vishen on Facebook on a group he had called Fine Minds, which is what he started with back in 2004-2005, and he had about 200 likes on Facebook at that page at that time. Now his company's worth about $150 million because it's one of the best well thought of personal development companies there is on the planet. He's done all sorts of things like Awesomeness Fest, which I went to in 2013. He's done Mind Valley University. He does a thing now where you get together with Mind Valley, you go to a different country, and you come together with a whole bunch of amazing mentors for a month, and you can do that all around the world. So Mind Valley is a company, and they have every single personal development person that you've ever heard of, people like T. Harv Eker, Neil Donald Walsh, obviously Kristen Marie Sheldon. Kristen Marie is one of Mind Valley's top-selling authors, so she's one of the most successful with Mind Valley. And I discovered Kristen Marie by watching a video between her and Vishen. And at that point in time, Vishen had about 40 employees for his company, and he knew he wanted to grow and go bigger, but he had this real block about being responsible for more employees. And Kristen did some energy clearing with him. And within about 3 months, he went from kind of fudging it and feeling stuck to 113 employees all over the world. And I was in banking at that point in time, and I was just like, whoa, that is incredible. Like, how's that even possible? So, and I was just intrigued. And from there, I did Mind Valley's offering of Love or Above, which is Christie's, one of her signature programs. And it's all about, you know, living in a love frequency, right? Like, what does it take to shift your vibration and see the world through eyes of love? Attune yourself essentially to be looking through love all the time, because what you perceive and how you interpret that becomes your reality, right? It's not necessarily like Anais Nin says, that's not, we don't see the world the way it is, we see the world the way we are. Was that Henry Miller? I'm not sure when it comes to those two. Anyway, the point being is that I watched a video, and watching a video can literally change your life, right? Where you kind of watch it and you go, wow, that's fascinating. So obviously started on that journey of doing the work. So I did Love or Above, and then Kristen eventually offered a program called Unlimited Abundance, which was all about raising your abundance, obviously. And I remember when I did that, I kind of, you know, there was part of me in my mind that was a little bit like, I'm not sure if this is resonating, but I enjoyed it enough that I wanted to do her coach training that she was offering. You know, it was like my rational mind wasn't quite on board, but my soul was already there, if that makes sense. Like, my soul knew what was happening, but my rational mind was kind of still processing it, right? Because, and when it comes to intuition, that is so true, because your intuition is there before thought, right? Your intuition is faster than a thought process. Your intuition is the speed of light, right? And your thought process is slower than that. So I ended up doing the intuitive life coach training. I'm pretty sure it was 2011, not 100% sure on the dates, but I definitely set the intention that it would change my life, and it did. And just amazing to learn how intuition is your guiding light. And, you know, fast forward, what, 6-7 years down the track? And so I started my business in 2012. So I've been doing intuitive coaching work full-time for 6 years now. And, yeah, just to be, it's just so amazing to me to be in this space where here I am, just having come back from spending a week actually coaching for Christy. So that's an amazing accomplishment for me. And, you know, to see somebody that you've looked up to and admired and been like, this person is phenomenal and incredible. And, you know, like, I literally think she's a unicorn, like, she's, you know, amazing, interdimensional being. And to be actually have the privilege of actually working alongside her has been mind-blowing. You know, I've actually spent a little bit of time trying to integrate and process and reflect on that and go, you know, it's totally possible to live your dreams. So, Christy, if you're listening, thank you so much. I love you to bits. I think you're an incredible person. What I love so much about Christy as well is there are a lot of people who, and I've done this myself, right? There are a lot of people who talk about intuition, but Christy is in it, right? She's so practical in regards to, she's living from her intuition. She's not thinking about it, she is it, if that makes sense. And that's why even this year I've spent quite a bit of time with people like Tony Robbins or Joe Dispenza, because they have embodied their craft, right? They have shown up repeatedly, like Joe Dispenza's done, you know, millions of brain scans, right? Tony Robbins has been doing what he's been doing for 40 years. Christy, I think, has probably been doing it for over 15. And they have embodied the energy of what it is that they're offering. And that is so, and again, you know, you know, I've met people before and they've been like, oh, I'm not going to do the next course or the next program. And it's kind of like, oh, why not, right? Because you're always constantly evolving, right? And you never go back to where you were, right? Like, I saw somebody yesterday and she was a little bit like, oh, I'm back where I started. And I'm like, that's not possible, right? You're always evolving. You're an oscillating field of energy that's picking up or remembering your own wisdom. So you never go, you might feel like you've gone back to the start, but you don't, because you have more information, more knowledge, more wisdom, more awareness, right? So again, when it came to this amazing experience of spending this week with Christy, so first and foremost, it was in Huntington Beach, which I've never been to before. I've been to Los Angeles quite a few times, but mostly I've probably spent time in like Manhattan Beach, Venice Beach, or even Hermosa. And Huntington Beach is in Orange County, so it's kind of south, I guess, LA. And it was beautiful, right? The beach is, and because there are a lot of, there was a surfing competition there at the time, and it's well known for the surf. You know, there's a surfing museum there. And it was just such a relaxed, beautiful vibe. The hotel we stayed in was called the Pasea, and it's relatively new, and it was gorgeous. You know, it was stunning views. It was quite popular for weddings and events. We saw a couple of weddings, which was really lovely to be in that vibe as well. So it was a really beautiful place to stay, and being next to the water, of course, is awesome for intuitive development. So it was magic to be in that environment, and also, you know, to be on the receiving end of that. You know, the very first night we were there, we had this beautiful complimentary dish of crackers and strawberries. You know, there was a beautiful bottle of wine in the fridge. It was just such an amazingly beautiful experience to be receiving that. And then, you know, and then we have a couple of days and then we get started, and the first event is the VIP. And as the coaches there, you know, we were all on tables helping people do what's their deal. And, you know, from my perspective as well, there's always that, like, you know, am I going to be good enough? Am I going to be able to help these people? But it was such a beautiful experience to be at a table of, I think there was about, maybe there was like 10 people, or maybe less, maybe 8 people on the table, and to just go around, and each person got 10 minutes. So the idea was that, you know, they would tell you what was up with them, and then you would say, well, actually, this is what's really going on. Because this is often the thing that happens, right, with intuition. We think in our mind that we know what's going on for us, but it's often intuitively connected to something completely different. Right, like there was a woman there who was like, oh, I'm feeling kind of stuck. And, you know, she's thinking in her mind, you know, what's my next step moving forward? But energetically, what it was kind of presenting as is, you know, what's it going to take for you to really embody your feminine energy? Because that's kind of really crying out to be, to have some attention, right? And for her as well, I mean, yes, that might not, those two things might have not have been connected, if that makes sense. So, but again, for her, it was just like, whoa. Right, when you start talking about that and start identifying, right, that this is what's yearning to be addressed in your energy right now, and that person can start paying some attention to it, and then that in itself starts opening up the energy, and then things start shifting. So that was a really beautiful experience. And if anybody's listening and they are wanting to develop their intuition, first and foremost, speed is good. Right? Because often what happens is people, they stop themselves because they go, oh, I'm not quite sure if that's the right answer. Right? And again, because often intuition does just pop in. But then what happens, right, is we question it. Or, this is a big takeaway for me from the event, right, that we doubt ourselves and we go, oh, that's not right, because it doesn't make any sense to us, right? But it's like our soul tribe, our angels, guides, support team, intuition is talking with the other person's support team, especially if we're working with somebody, right? And it's like they're giving us the information to help the other person to be able to see it. And I'll give you an example of this. In the next couple of days, like I walked over to a woman and, you know, and this was all about identifying the blocks that we have within us in regards to creating harmonious relationships, increasing your abundance, feeling good in your body. And there was a woman who was addressing some stuff in regards to her mum, right? And they kind of felt a little bit stuck in regards to where they were at. So I sat down with them and I just said the first thing that came into my brain, right? Which did not make any sense to me. But I guess I've got to that point now where you just trust it, right? And I said to her, the first thing that comes into my head is a beetle, right? And it's like, what? What is that even, you know? Again, if you want it, you could sit there and you could pick that to bits and go, well, that's got nothing to do with anything, right? But this is the intuitive process. And I said to her, I see a beetle, right? And I said, what does that mean to you? And it was so funny too, right? Because the associations. And she said, well, that means Indiana Jones, right? And I'm like, okay. So that's what it meant for her. And I said then, well, when was the last time you saw Indiana Jones? And, you know, thinking that maybe it was the movie. And she said, oh, this is connected to Universal Studios, right? And a trip I went on with my mum. So, and I said, right, that's where you need to go, right? In regards, because she felt on the trip that it was about her mum and she was kind of second best. And I said, well, that's what you need to start clearing, right? So really interesting to really learn that, and it can really open up a lot of energy regarding our intuition when we just trust the first thing that comes into our head, even if it doesn't make sense for, you know, the other person. I mean, sorry, for yourself, it will make sense for the other person because it will be something that lands for them, and knowing how to trust that. I think another one of my biggest takeaways of the process is that, you know, there is no right or wrong when it comes to your intuition. Your intuition doesn't operate in those boundaries because you can have a person who, you can have two people, for example, two coaches might be reading one person and they might pick up completely different things. But that's always going to be in the person who's being read's highest and best interest, right? Because it will be a situation where, you know, they'll get the information that they need to have an amazing clearing. So really, you know, and I know some people might think it's a cliche, but it's so important to trust the process, right? And the more you can just allow the information and interpretation, you know, be free of your own interpretation of what's present and just offer it and kind of work it out with the other person together, the more you can actually open up the energy and create massive shifts. So, yeah, no right or wrong when it comes to your intuition. Your intuition doesn't operate in black and white. Because you remember too, if you're looking at intuitive energy, it's source energy. It is one energy. It is the energy of light and dark. It is oneness. So it embodies all knowledge, right? It doesn't operate in you're separate and over there, so therefore you're wrong and I'm right over here. It is one energy, right? So it's just pure source information as such. So another big takeaway is that on a personal level, because as you know, we're all human beings, right? And when we step into a space energetically where we're being asked to upgrade, right, to upgrade your life, you can guarantee that crap's going to come up, right? So, you know, so everybody was experiencing that, myself included. You know, at one point in time, I felt a massive physical energy shift within my body. I felt like there was, you know, like this big kind of energy moving in my solar plexus and in my tummy. And the beautiful thing, of course, in that situation is that you have a support team of people around you that you can say, hey, can you send me a bit of light, or, you know, can you help me clear my energy in relationship to this? So big, big takeaway for me is the physicality of our energy, right? Like your energy and your vibration has an impact on the world around you, right? And, you know, we know this already from previous calls that I've done, previous podcasts, that when you go into an environment, you're essentially exchanging energy with other people. So being incredibly mindful of that. Like one thing that just blows me away about Christy is she's incredibly successful, right? She has millions of people. And again, from that energetic space, right, she has amazing boundaries. And you have to, really, to be in a space where you can serve people at the highest level, right? You can't be in a circumstance where you're getting zapped by people's vibration. And this happens, right? Because what happens is when you're asking people to upgrade and all their crap files come up, which kind of need to let go of any energy standing in the way, right, then, you know, just recognizing the energy and the space that you need to be in to hold space for a lot of people who are having their junk come up. So pretty phenomenal to see, and pretty, you know, I would call it enlightened, right, to be that person who can send love and light to everybody who are having all their files open up. You know, I'm still in awe about that, really, to be vulnerable and open-hearted when people are experiencing, you know, the conflict or the angst or sometimes even anger, right, that they're, you know, that. And I think too, sometimes the thing about intuition is when we start becoming more aware, we start becoming more aware of the fact that maybe we've been making choices that we don't really like. And then we can get kind of angry with ourselves and frustrated that we have been making choices that haven't really been that much fun. They're actually causing us pain. And we have this increased awareness. And then it's like, oh, okay. Or, you know, sometimes I think the human tendency is to kind of beat yourself up rather than actually go, you know what, I'm actually going to have an increased awareness around this and I'm going to let it go. So, you know, I get to make a different choice in this moment rather than lamenting or beating yourself up or being unkind to yourself. It's just kind of like I get to make a different choice. And also when you think about it, that is quicker. You know, one thing, and this is the thing I think that everybody talks about when they start developing their intuition, they want it to be fast, right? You want the information to drop right into your head instantaneously. You want the information to be there. You want to be able to manifest instantaneously. You want to be able to think it and then experience it. And, you know, this is the beautiful thing about working deeply with your intuition is the more you do, the more you show up and the more you practice, the quicker you will get results. So that was kind of really exciting feedback too, and to be in that space of wow, you know, there is no back of the box when it comes to your intuition. Like for me personally, I set the intention a long time ago that whatever it takes, I will continue to upgrade in my intuition, that it will get faster, better, stronger, quicker. You know, I definitely have days where I'm kind of like, is this even working? You know, sometimes it's a real reality check, right? When you're dealing with something that is intangible, to be able to measure it. You know, sometimes that's not really possible. It's, you know, it's like, how do you measure the sky? You know, how do you do that? I mean, I'm sure there's a physicist or something who could probably do that. But again, it's kind of like, you know, is it worthwhile trying to measure that, or is it more beneficial just to enjoy the vastness of the sky, if that makes sense? So some huge takeaways from Christy Marie Sheldon's Intuition 101. If you haven't checked Christy Marie Sheldon out, go Google her. Amazing being, full of light and love. She makes intuitive development really straightforward, because I think a big thing as well is people can get very intellectual about it, right? And intuition is not of the intellect. You know, I think a lot of people often feel too, it's something that you need to learn. So therefore it becomes external rather than it's actually really simple. It's kind of about learning how to ask questions and then receive the information. And that's not about getting a degree or having to study for years. It's just about practice with yourself, which you can do all the time, right? Like you can be developing your intuition when you're in your car driving to work by just asking some questions or seeing yourself connected to light. You know, that's what I used to do all the time when I was driving to the bank, right? Is I would see myself connected to light. All right, so I'm going to say goodbye to Facebook now. And if you want to continue listening, you can jump onto 96.9 or go to www.plainsfm.org.nz. So bye for now, Facebook. Make sure I turn that off. So yeah, we're talking about Intuition 101 with Christy Marie Sheldon. And what an amazing life-changing experience. I actually got quite sick. Right. And again, which is unusual for me because I don't get sick very often. In the last 6 years, I think I have been, it's interesting actually, because I was actually sick before I went to the event. It's kind of like my body knew that I was going to be shifting some energy. So in the last 6 years, I have been to the doctor maybe twice. And both those times has really been for me to just say hi. I didn't actually really have a reason. I was more kind of going out of like, I just wanted to say hi and to kind of come and have a checkup. I didn't actually have a complaint. That's one thing about developing your intuition and living in high frequency energy. You don't get sick, right? So, but it was interesting to me, I have been pushing my body pretty hard recently because I've done quite a lot of traveling. But B, I was also shifting some energy on a deep level, right? Like I feel like a different person having come back from that event. You know, and B, I was stretching myself outside of my comfort zone. Of course, I wanted to do an amazing job for Christy. The beautiful thing about intuition, right, is, you know, intuition has got your back. If you're prepared to show up and be present and be open, you know, amazing things can happen. And amazing things did happen. That frequency in the room was off the charts, right, in regards to people shifting out of old junk. Right, just the insights that people were having around, you know, all sorts of things like their body, their sexuality, their relationships, their money, what they do for a purpose. And to realize too, you know, like you could literally feel people stepping into their own power. And really at the end of the day, that is what people want, right? They want to feel empowered. They want to know what is up with them. Right. Again, a beautiful client yesterday, and I said to her, you know, I want that for you. I don't want you to be talking to other people and asking their opinions. I want you to be asking yourself. And this is not about having to learn something new. This is just about practicing and going inward and asking questions, right? Like, what is the lightest decision I could make in this circumstance? Or what feels right for me, right? Your body is the barometer of your soul to be able to tell you this information. Okay, so sharing some more information about this amazing event. There was probably about, I think there was about 150 people there. So we were in the ballroom at the Pasea Hotel, which was beautiful. And it was amazing too, because every time we came out for a break, you know, you'd look out across the water, which was just stunning. So it was a really nice vibe to be in. Most of the other coaches are from the United States. There's another coach, Lisa, who's from Australia. So it's a real mixture from all across the country. I think Lisa and I probably were the ones who travelled the furthest to get there, though, obviously from New Zealand and Australia. But, you know, we were pretty good, though, because when we first got there, we actually went and had a sweat in a sauna, which was lovely. Great thing to do if you're ever concerned about having jet lag. Drink lots of water, of course, but go and have a sweat. And jumped into it. Like I said, I did get sick. Now, I don't have any issue with that, because I just know that was my body doing what it needed to do to work through some energy. And it was really interesting too, right? Because sometimes if I've been pushing myself a little bit hard, maybe my nose will get a bit runny. But often what will happen is it will never go into a full-blown cold. And this time it did in a spectacular fashion. But again, it was okay, right? I never felt like I couldn't get up about and operate. I was still doing calls, etc. after the event finished. But one thing that was really interesting to me is my cold went into my chest. Now, I have had bronchitis before, but back in a whole different lifetime, I used to smoke, all right? So it was really interesting that it went deep into my chest. I sounded like I had a real hacking cough there for a couple of days. But again, if you know anything about the body and stuff, that's often connected to grief, right? The lungs being connected to grief. And again, I was just clearing it out of my body. So, and it's been interesting coming back, because I have pretty high expectations around my body in regards to processing stuff. So it's taken a little bit longer. I feel much better today. And I've been getting some good sleep. But it's just interesting, right? When you're shifting energy out of your body, and depending also too, right? Like my expectations high, so I'm asking the energy to go through quick, right? Because sometimes when people shift energy, they might feel cold, or they might feel a little dizzy, or they might feel a little bit foggy in their head. I had a coach call with my coaches yesterday, and there was a bit of that because we were doing money stuff. So there was a little bit of physical symptoms going on, you know, headaches, and they're not headaches, and often it can and contribute to back pain if you're not feeling supported around money, for example. So, it was interesting to me that, you know, but again, you know, again, what does it take to always be in that space of constantly seeking an upgrade? And even the reflection for me in regards to this year. You know, this year has been off the charts for me. I have done a lot of travelling. I've hung out with some pretty amazing people. I've hung out with people who are in a supersonic high vibration, who are going after their goals in a big way, who have really mastered their craft. And I love hanging out with people like that, right? I love hanging out with people who are like, yes, 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 there is more. What's your big dream? How are we going to make that happen? Rather than people who are like, navel gazing, or kind of going, it's not possible, or you're not worthy of that, or it's not going to happen, right? Don't want to live in that frequency. I don't want to live in a vibration where I have people around me saying no about what's possible for me. So, it was amazing integration too. And I don't know, maybe if you've been following me for a while, maybe you can even tell the difference in regards to, I don't know if you noticed this too, which is curious to me. Because I often drink coffee in the mornings, right? And sometimes that is all I will drink before I do a show. And I know, right? Sometimes I will eat an apple and stuff. But often I have had, I don't know if people have noticed this before, but often I've coughed on the radio. And it's interesting to me, right, that I'm not coughing at all on the radio this morning, touch wood. But again, right, about, and again, we talked about chakras, and that was amazing too. Like it was so fun to just do it in a much more practical way, to, you know, to just stand there and go, yes, you have all these energy centers in your body, and are they open? Are they spinning in the right direction? Do you have anything that you've kind of picked up, any kind of gadgets, Christy called them, that have kind of stuck to your energy field? And because, you know, like, when you're moving throughout your day, if you have an interaction with your boss, you might pick up some energy from them. If you have an interaction with a client, maybe it's a client who complains a lot, right? Maybe you pick up something from them. So this is why it's so important to always be checking in with your own energy and going, where's it at, right? How expanded is my crown chakra? How expanded is my throat chakra, right? How expanded is the rest of my energy? Or have I kind of shut myself down? And obviously too, right, it can show up in a physical way through physical illness. That's often one of the ways that your body tries to get your attention, right, is by going, okay, you know, for me, of course, right, when I got sick, I know what's going on, right? I know that, you know, so I was in acceptance about it rather than kind of going, I haven't got the message and I don't know what's going on. So yeah, what does it take to be more aware of where your energy is at? You know, it's such an amazing event to hang out with. And I had some amazing insights myself. Like, you know, there was one stage where we were, you know, the coaches were going around, they were mic'd up and they were going around and, you know, helping people with their stuff. And I really noticed myself that I was like, oh, I don't know if I really want to be on camera, right? And then checking in with another one of the coaches and, you know, and their ability to be able to just put their finger on it so quickly and so easily. And for me, it even went back to like when I was little with my mom about getting into trouble and kind of being exposed, I guess, in a way, you know, the energy that kind of came up was that, you know, it's fun to be naughty or to have secrets, right? And again, that was from being a kid, and I had a lot of fun as a kid, right? I had a great time. My best buddy was a guy called Richard, and we had a lot of fun playing together, and, you know, like as 4 or 5 year olds, we had a great time. But often, you know, we were considered naughty, like double trouble together, right? So you can see how you pick these things up. And again, with the awareness, you can just release it. Right, once you have the awareness, you can release it. And then when it's moved out of your energy field, you literally become a different person. So another amazing group of people there, of course, was Christy's team. Christy's sister, Cindy, was there as well. She is amazing, just so dialed in, so there, right? So there in regards to being able to identify people's stuff. And one thing Christy did say as well, which was really interesting too, right, which is Christy and Cindy both have that ability, right? Like when people will often want to tell you their story, right? This is my story. And this is the thing about energy. The energy's there, right? The energy shows you, right? The energy is present. So somebody doesn't need to tell you their story for you to be able to see the energy, right, when you're working with your intuition. So Christy was often talking about how, you know, people would come up and they'd want to tell her their story, and she'd be like, you don't need to tell me your story because I can see it. And of course, you know, that can often come across to the human dynamic as maybe not being as compassionate or caring, but it's kind of like, well, do you want to stay in your story, or do you want to actually just clear the energy and be free and kind of upgrade and move on as soon as possible? And I totally get that, right? I totally get that when it comes to helping people, because often our mind, right, is not your best friend when it comes to living in high frequency energy. If you haven't trained your mind to look for the positive, if you haven't trained your mind to be in gratitude and appreciation, then what's going to happen is it can go into that default kind of funky energy of, you know, nobody loves me, I'm not good enough, life doesn't care about me, I'm not getting what I want, right? If you're in those contracted energies, it's just kind of like a message from your intuition saying, hey, did you realize your energy is contracted in this area? And I'm trying to show you through this discomfort, through this contracted feeling, that something needs to shift, right? Instead of taking it personally and kind of being like, oh, there's something wrong with me, right? And often too, I've talked about this before, when people feel, you know, a negative feeling, for example, and then they go ahead and kind of dump a whole bunch of shame or guilt on themselves for feeling that way. It's like, no. What does it take to actually realize that it's your soul's way of getting your attention so you can heal? Right, so you can shift your vibration and shift your energy. So it was really interesting to see. And Christy and Cindy together, just amazing, right? Like, just the frequency, and they've, you know, they've practiced so much, right? Christy, you said that often, right? You know, if she had something up with her, she would ring Cindy and say, hey, you know, can you check me out, right? Can you tell me what my deal is? Because there's something that's come up for me. So knowing that too, right? Like, we all have our stuff, right? Nobody is perfect, right? Some people may have practiced their intuition more, but then again, what does it take to step into that space? So if you are interested in Christy and her work, like I said, you go check out her website. Amazing, amazing. I feel so blessed to have manifested her into my world. I love her. I love her energy. I love her smile. I love her laugh. I love her her willingness to make intuition fun, because often, you know, doing spiritual work can often be really serious and kind of solemn and heavy. And that's not, you know, who wants that, right? Really, at the end of the day, you want it to be fun, right? You want it to be magical. You want it to be miraculous. You want it to be the most fun possible. I love how she says often too that, you know, your purpose is to be happy. What does it take to make that your focus? And then just noticing how when you're happy, everything else is going to fall into place, right? So if you're not happy in a certain area of your life, then what does it take to actually shift that and change it? So yeah, really amazing experience to hang out with so many talented and gifted people on the crew. Christy has quite a few people supporting her, like Sam, who is just amazing. I really enjoyed spending time talking to her, and Jackie, who does work for her as well, and Sheila, who was just off the charts funny. And then, you know, she had her auntie Linda there as well. Blessings to you, Linda. You're such an amazing lady. And it was just really lovely and wonderful. All the other coaches who'd come from all over the country. Deanne, who I did my intuitive life coach training with back in 2011. And there was Julie from Chicago, and Rochelle, and Kane, who is just, you know, such a beautiful grounding energy as well. And Lauren herself, who'd come from Vegas. You know, what an amazing bunch of people to have a wonderful, magical experience of helping other people to upgrade and up level. And, you know, for me, even, you know, like once upon a time, I was actually so kind of in awe, and I would have to say intimidated by Christy. Actually, when I first met her, this is kind of really embarrassing, but I'm going to share it anyway. When I first met Christy, I couldn't even talk, right? I was just standing there, and my brain was just, my brain, thank goodness my friend Terry was there as well, but I was just so, you know, I was just like, oh my goodness, this is, it just blew my mind, right? To be in a space where, you know, especially when you meet somebody who's had such a profound impact on your life and they've just been doing their thing, right? And they probably, you know, they probably don't have an understanding of how much your life has changed and grown and evolved. You know, even I went back to an event and, you know, we were on a panel, and because, you know, it's busy, it's an event, and I was sharing that, you know, that I was doing intuitive coaching full-time, and Christy didn't know that at that point. And yeah, so it's really amazing to find a tribe of people, right, who love you hard, want to see you happy, want to see your dreams coming true. Like, find that tribe of people for yourself, right, who say, yes, yes, you can do it. Yes, you do have what it takes. Yes, you are amazing. There's no time for mucking around, right? Let's do it now, right? We're not going to focus on the downside, right? We're going to be in that space of, let's do it. Let's make it happen. What needs to shift? What needs to move? What whereabouts do you need to grow to be able to live an extraordinary life? And, you know, so big kudos and thanks to Team Sheldon and also all the amazing participants. Oh my goodness, it was just so delightful to see people shift and change and grow and get their own insights. You know, that's so powerful. It's one thing, you know what it's like when you go to maybe a psychic or a tarot card reader, right? And they tell you something that maybe touches or resonates with you, right? It's really powerful. It's kind of like, oh my God, that really resonates with me. However, it's even more empowering when you discover that insight for yourself. And that is what I love about Christy, right? Is she is passionate about people knowing for themselves, because that is true power, right? When you are activated in your own spiritual power and you can go out into the world and positively impact your own life and therefore the people around you, that's literally how you change the world, right? It's so powerful. And I, time and time again, and I've been to a lot of events and I've seen a lot of amazing people. I've been really privileged like that. But at the same time, time and time again, it comes back to intuition, right? Intuition is the most powerful because it's you basically having a direct line to source energy, your maker, right? The universe, unlimited pure potential energy, which is inside of you. So when we're going external, it's awesome, right, to learn from other people, but your true power is within you. So what I love so much about Christy, right, she gives you the tools to be able to access that. She's given me so many tools in regards to going, okay, what's up with me, you know? If I'm a bit flat, where's my energy? What's going on with that? How can I shift it, right? And also, too, that mindset is so sexy, right, to be in a mindset of there's always a solution, always. Because guess what? When there's always a solution, there's never a problem. And this is one thing that I was watching somebody the other day do a webinar about stress. And I was thinking about it and was thinking, you know, I don't really experience that much stress. You know, my biggest stress at the moment has been being sick, right, with a cold. And that's because I've been, A, processing a lot of energy, but B, I've been pushing myself quite hard physically in regards to doing quite a lot of travelling. And my body was a little bit like, you know what, I'm a bit done with this. I'm a bit overcooked. So awareness, right? But I was just thinking about how when you live from your intuition, right, you're not in the energy of push. You're in the energy of flow. Right, I don't, and I know, right, this can sound kind of boastful, but I'm sharing this information because I want you to experience it. Right, again, one of the biggest stresses is money, right? I don't really experience stress around money because I trust my ability to be able to create it, right? You know, that's massive, right? That is massive. That's massive self-trust and self-belief, but that's not really in me and my limited resources skill set on the planet. That is trust in my connection with source energy. Because what that looks like to me, if I was in a situation where no money was coming in, I would be asking my intuition, right? I would be going, what's going on? Is this a block? What's happening, right? What do I need to do? And I would be following my guidance. And again, that comes from having a relationship with your intuition where you can hear it, where you're actively asking questions and taking action on it. Because I see this so often, right, where people get a vibe or a hint or a nudge from the intuition and they'll ignore it, right? And then they wonder why they feel stuck, right? What else? And your intuition, of course, does not override your free will. Right, your free will. That's why we need to activate our free will to start asking our intuition questions and to say, hey, what would it take to make more money? Right, what would it, what energetic frequency would I need to be in if I want to live like a millionaire? Right, what would I, and again, you know, do you need to be a millionaire to live a millionaire lifestyle? No, but what would it take to have both? Right. Because, you know, it's one thing to make a lot of money, but it's another thing to actually enjoy it. Because we've all seen people who've made a lot of money and they're still miserable, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about creating deep fulfillment. Like, what is the point of making money if you're not feeling fulfilled? If you're not enjoying it? If you're not experiencing pleasure, right? So, yeah, lots of things to ponder here in regards to, you know, what's next for you? Like, it's November. We're coming up to the end of the year. You know, in New Zealand especially, like in the end of the year is kind of like the touchdown, right? The goal. So it's a really good time to start thinking about what do I want the rest of this year to look like? And what am I, what intentions do I have for next year? You know, what am I going, how am I going to choose to live? Am I going to choose to live in joy and peace and bliss and gratitude and expand my energetic frequency and do the work? I was thinking about this the other day, right, about doing a wee Facebook Live about spiritual bypass. You know, and if you don't know what doing the work is, then you're probably in spiritual bypass, right? Which means that doing the work means facing up to your crap. right? It means going to those places where you may have been ignoring. And the beautiful thing is your intuition can take you to those places without it seeming too scary, right? Because once you get the information and you understand how intuition works and how it's always communicating with you, it can be so much fun, right? To kind of go, oh, I can actually clear my shiz really quickly without going into judgment and actually move towards what it is that I'm trying to create really quickly, right? And this is the thing, you know, speed is sexy, right? Speed's exciting. You want it to be quick. You want the information to come through fast. But often what happens, right, is people go into resistance. Because they can feel, you know, fear comes up, you know. Like I said, I have to clear fear of success for people more than fear of failure. Fear of failure, well, failure really often is complacency, right? It's just plodding along in the same old, same old, same old, right? That's not success. That's just being stuck, right, in a treadmill of energy. Even talking about it's making me feel ill. Right, I'm like sitting here, ooh, let's shake that off, right? Because you want to be in that energy of flow, right? You want to be in the energy of like, yeah, what's possible? What's next? What am I going to choose for myself next? And really, you know, I think one thing about intuition is that's so amazing, you know, and often can when you're first starting can feel overwhelming, granted, is that when you take complete 100% accountability for your life, there are no limits, right? You know yourself as the creator. So even so, you know, like even if I have somebody in my world who's shitty to me, I will be asking myself, right? I don't necessarily just go on the attack with them. One of the first things that I do is ask myself, right? What's going on with me that I have created that in my reality? That is a very different way of living, right? Rather than just going into the ego and wanting to go into retaliation and attack back. And don't get me wrong, you know, like I definitely have an ego, right? And it does flare up and it's not always pretty, but I still accept that about myself. And I also know the difference, right? I know when I'm in my spirit or my intuition versus in my ego, right? Ego is kind of contracted. It can create, it wants to create separation. It can be defensive. But again, you know, I'm the one who determines that. I'm the one who knows the difference in the way that it feels. So, and again, if somebody's unkind, you can naturally want to go into attacking them back. That's not getting you the results that you want. Right, if somebody's unkind to me, the first thing I would be doing is asking myself, where am I being unkind to myself? And this is just a reflection, right? Where am I not? And again, because so many gifts come in crappy wrapping paper, right? So what does it take to be the person? And this is why I'm actually doing a my last group coaching call for the year is on boundaries. So I've just seen so many times, right, where people in relationships, they do not know how to maintain their boundaries. They don't know how to say no, right? If you ever say no and feel guilty about it, then that's a boundary issue, right? Like what part of you is thinking that you have to give your power away to somebody else, or it's not okay to say no, or you're a bad person if you say no. And again, often this can be deeply rooted into being a people pleaser. It can be all sorts of dynamics about codependency. There can be other elements about being a child and just being expected to be good, right? Whatever the interpretation of that is, you know, being polite, which is not always necessarily a good thing. Because you think about it, you know, a lot of people think that extending care or nurturing or love is the best thing. Because guess what? In the world where I live, what is more loving is to actually tell a person, like call them on their BS. In my world, because that is truth, right? In my world, I don't want to be in a world where people are being polite, but it's a false sense of reality. I would much have rather somebody call me on my own BS and say, hey, you're out of line, or you're not being honest with yourself, or there is a fabrication here, right? So I can live in truth. Now that, to me, is love, right? Love is consciousness. Love is not living in a bubble of, oh, let's be really nice to each other, but underneath we're actually not really being honest about how we feel. And you can guarantee, right, if you're doing that in any of your relationships, you're probably experiencing some sense of separation or discomfort or even quiet anger, right? Because you're not being honest, right? It is way more loving to say to somebody, hey, you're kidding yourself, or you're lying, or you're going into somebody else's energy and that's got nothing to do with you, right? So again, awareness is everything. So that's kind of my snapshot of an amazing time away. You know, it takes a wee while to get to LA, right? Like I went via Melbourne and also via Sydney on the way there. So, you know, about 3 hours there. And I think it was about another 12 to 13 or 14 hours even to LA from there. So it's a bit of a hike. You know, Lisa and I pretty much left at 6 o'clock in the morning on the Monday. We got there at 6 o'clock in the morning on the Monday. So that's a bit weird with the time zone changes, etc. as well. But an amazing event with Chrissy Marie Sheldon. She is exceptional in her field. I am so grateful that she is my mentor. You know, I love coaching with her. It's just been such an honor and such a privilege. Makes me want to cry that, you know, to even be in this space where my life has changed so completely. Like, do you know what it's like, guys, to work with somebody who is a luminary in your industry? And, you know, I'm so blessed and I'm so grateful. And I'm so amazed too. Like a voice in my head said, I'm so surprised, right, that I'm getting to have this experience, you know. But again, that's because I've shown up, right? Like I've made it happen. I've been in the States before and I've volunteered for Christy's events and I've demonstrated to her that A, that I love her to bits, but B, that, you know, let's rock this, right? Let's make this happen. Let's see people upgrade. Let's see people experience the light of who they really are. And, you know, there's nothing more rewarding, right, than seeing people know themselves as source, right? Know themselves essentially as God. You know, are you brave enough to experience that? Because goodness knows it's within you. And I know that you know it, right? It's pure love. It's pure light. And it is within you. And it's just a matter of going, how do I start communicating with this part of myself? So guys, if you are interested in working with me, I pretty much have limited capacity for the rest of the year. I'm only going to take on about another 3 or 4 one-on-one clients. I do have a couple of calls over the next day for people who want to connect with me in regards to doing some work. So if you are interested, please do go to rebeccadavison.life. and click on consult and make a time to connect with me. Yeah, because I'm kind of winding down for this year, so there's only going to be limited capacity if you want to do some work together. So if you're feeling stuck, right, and you're kind of wondering what your deal is, or if you're in a space of kind of going, you know, I want to get to know myself more. I want to be more confident. I want to make more money. I want to have better relationships. I want to know myself more, right? I want to develop my intuition. Please contact me, right? Let's make this happen. Let's take you to a whole nother level in your life. You know, even because I've been away for a couple of weeks and I've seen a couple of clients that I've been working with for a couple of weeks prior to that. And even just to see them come back and just be like, wow, you know, their energy has shifted so much. Like literally one client, she looked completely different when she turned up at my place. I was just like, whoa, you know, energy work is really powerful and it's, and it can be really fun and it can be really rewarding and fulfilling. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in, then please do reach out to me. There's lots of amazing things that are going to be happening in the Intuitive Life Academy next year as well. There's lots of things kind of bubbling away. I'm starting to think now about what next year is going to look like and what's going to happen. So if you'd like to be involved in that community, you can just go to Facebook and search for the Intuitive Life Academy group. I've actually got 3 Facebook pages. So the Intuitive Life Academy is a group, not a page. It is a page as well, but if you want to be in the community, it's the group that you'll be searching for. I post in there pretty much every day. That's where I put all my offers to my peeps, and there's a lot of people in there who've worked with me previously, but also other people who are just wanting to be in the energy of what it is to raise their vibration. So I'll look forward to connecting with you guys soon. If you have any questions or comments, you're welcome to put them into the Facebook group as well, or send me a message, which you can do through my website, which is rebeccadavison.life. That's R-E-B-E-C-C-A-D-A-V-I-S-O-N. And I hope you're having a wonderful festive season. You know, here in Christchurch, it's beautiful and sunny. It's wonderful to be in the sunshine and in the light. You know, I've always been a summer girl, so it's always nice to have more light and more love frequency around you. So I hope you're having a wonderful day, folks. Many, many blessings for tuning in. Thank you for all the lovely feedback, too, in regards to the radio show. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. If you are tuning in, know that you are light and that you are loved, and you are love. And I love you guys for showing up and for choosing more. And I hope you know the blessings and the gifts of what it is to really be in the space of choosing to develop your intuition, right? Choosing to be the person who's going, yeah, I'm going to choose to know the divine light within me. And what's it going to take to start today? All right, folks, sending you many, many blessings. Lots of love. Bye. There we go.